John chapter 13.
Just before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that his time had come. He must pass from this world to the Father. Jesus loved his own people in the world. He loved them to the very end. It was time for the evening meal. The devil had already put it in Judas's heart to turn against Jesus. Judas Iscariot was the son of Simon. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands. He knew that he had come from God and that he was going back to God. Jesus got up from the evening meal and laid his clothes aside. He took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then Jesus put water into a pan. He began to wash his followers' feet. He dried their feet with the towel which was around his waist. Then Jesus came to Simon Peter. Peter asked him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "You may not understand what I am doing now, but you will understand it later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash you, you are not sharing with me." Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, wash not only my feet, wash my hands and head too." Jesus said to him, "The person who has already had a bath needs only to wash his feet when they get dirty. His whole body is clean. You are clean, but not all of you." Jesus knew who was turning against him. That is why Jesus said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put on his clothes and sat down at the table again. He asked them, "Do you know what I have just done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. You are right, because I am the teacher and the Lord. Since I, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example. You should do things for others as I have done for you. I'm telling you the truth. A slave is not more important than his master. A messenger is not more important than the one who sent him. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you practice them. I am not talking about all of you. I know the ones whom I have chosen. The scripture must come true. The person who was eating my food turned against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am the Messiah. I am telling you the truth. If anyone accepts someone whom I send, he is accepting me too. The person who accepts me is accepting the one who sent me." After Jesus said these things, he was very troubled in his spirit. He told them openly, "I am telling you the truth. One of you will turn against me." Jesus' followers began looking at one another. They were wondering which one he was talking about. One of his followers, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting very close to Jesus. Simon Peter signaled to this follower. Peter wanted him to ask Jesus, "Which one are you talking about?" So that follower moved very close to Jesus and whispered to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "After I dip this piece of bread in the sauce, I will give it to that person." Then Jesus dipped a piece of bread into the sauce and gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. When this happened, Satan got into Judas. Then Jesus said to him, "Do what you plan to do quickly." None of the guests knew why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas kept the group's bag of money, some were thinking that Jesus meant, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "Give something to the poor people." So Judas took the piece of bread and went out immediately. And it was night. After Judas left, Jesus said, "Now I am given glory, and in me God is given glory. Since God is given glory in me, God will give me glory for myself, and he will do that immediately. Little children, I am still with you a little while longer. Just as I said to the Jewish leaders, 'You will look for me, but where I am going you cannot come,' I am saying the same thing to you now. I am giving you a new commandment. Love one another. You must love one another just as I loved you. You must have love for one another. That is how everyone will know that you are my followers." Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, I am going where you cannot follow now, but you will follow later. Peter said to him, Lord, why can't I follow you now? I would give up my life for you. Jesus answered, Would you give up your life for me? I am telling you the truth. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will say that you don't even know me. You will do it 3 different times.